This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Guys, before we get into this this mock draft that Kevin is very intently aware of right now, I did want to point out that Fluffy the bomb-sniffing dog just came back through. So we've had Fluffy, we've had Vivian, and then we had Fluffy again today. And Kevin, the dog started sniffing Mike Bassick's bag.
I don't know him that well.
And,
he just got here.
And then did exactly what he is supposed to do if he smells something that is alerted, and sat. And he sat and stared at Mike Bassick's bag and then attempted to dig into Mike Bassick's bag. Mike, what do you have in your bag that we need to alert the authorities on?
Baseballs.
What?
Yeah. Newt called it.
No. The dog just was like, hey, there's a baseball in there, not a bomb?
Yeah, but we found out from Fluffy's handler.
Why are we disappointed by that? Were you hoping that they'd be like, oh, looks like Bassick brought a bomb to the
Fluffy's
ballpark.
Reward for doing the job is she gets to play with a baseball. Like, they throw a baseball, and she retrieves it and brings it back. And so she smelt the baseballs in my bag and got excited.
Well, that makes a little more sense. I'm glad it wasn't a bomb for now. All right, but, guys, let's go ahead and let's dig in on this. yeah, exactly. Let's dig in on this mock draft, Kevin. 2020. Mock Draft 4.0, so this is the fourth version of it.
Good.
Combine winners see a boost in three-round projection from Dane Brugler. All right, Kevin, because I know that you're big on mock drafts.
All right.
I've been
very clear. Mock drafts are stupid, but Dane Brugler is one of the better ones at it, so I'll listen to what he has to say. But
a couple things about that real quick, though, Kevin, is Dane does he compiles all the information. You know, like when you see the Beast, that's his NFL draft ledger that he does on every single player. He studies them all, and then he goes out of his way to get really good inside sources, GMs, and try to get a real good idea of what they actually need.
And I do believe that, but this is a perfect example of why I think mock drafts are stupid.
Okay.
It's the beginning of March, and this is part four. So, like, those other three that you read, those are already useless. And so, I mean, at least now we're, like, a little bit more than a month out. It's the ones that come out in December and January. I'm like, really? What are we doing?
Okay.
But at least now it's next month. I can live with that.
All right. Here are some of the I also asked Broadus and Kavanaugh, when do y'all do your mock drafts? And Broadus was like, I don't. I don't
Good
do a mock draft.
You,
I do my rankings. I'll rank all the players, and I'll put them up. And I'm interested to see whenever he does that on the website on 105.3thefan.com this year, the kind of attention that we're going to get there, because that's some, I mean, in-depth analysis from Brian Broadus and even Jeff Kavanaugh as well. All right, Kevin, going number one overall, we're going to go pick by pick here.
Okay.
Joe Burrow. Surprised?
Super.
Okay, number two.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think he's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do too. I think he's going to eventually just say, hey, he won't say this publicly, but he's like, I probably would have liked to have gone to a team like the Carolina Panthers, but I will play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Shippy always tells us you never know if you don't ask, and I think that's one of the things about Joe Burrow is – he's trying to figure out, hey, do any teams want to jump up and get me? Does anybody else want to, you know, try and pursue me because I might like to play for them? So he's just asking.
You might be surprised what she says yes to.
Well, I was.
I mean, he.
Okay, yep. All right. Detroit, Kevin, at number three. Isaiah Simmons moves up to the number three spot.
Does that mean, okay, do they have Chase going two to the Redskins then? Okay. Because that's where this whole thing would fall apart. If they were like, no, we're going to take Tua, then all of a sudden everyone's like, well, I'm going to just throw this in the trash right here. But let's assume that they go Chase Young. The number three pick seems to be where this whole entire draft pivots. Would they go Okuda? Will they go Simmons? Will they trade? Will the Lions trade their picks so someone can jump up and get Tua? Or who knows at this rate? Maybe even Herbert? I think this is where the draft pivots like crazy.
So you look at Burrow, and you have to say if you're a Bengals person, you're saying, hey, that's an all-pro. That's a future Hall of Famer. That's the hope if we're taking the quarterback number one here. Number two, Chase Young. They're saying, hey,
A lot of people are saying this is one of the best defensive ends we've ever seen in a decade. He's right there with some of the greats, and he's going to be a franchise-changing defensive end. At number three, is Isaiah Simmons a franchise-changing future Hall of Fame player?
I think so. I think he's one of those kind of players on that side of the ball that is an impact difference maker.
Okay.
Don't know if I agree with that. I think
I would trade the pick.
Yeah, whenever
that's, if I'm there and if a team calls and they want a quarterback. Now, I don't want to drop down to 17. I'm not saying the Cowboys, but I'm saying if I can drop down to 6 and I still know Okuda's going to be there, the best offensive tackle's going to be there. You know, there's going to be another player maybe that I like that's going to be there. I just if I'm going to get a lot more. I think 3, you trade that away, so I bet a quarterback is taking it 3.
I think one of the intrigues about Okuda is they're interested in trading Darius Slay. And so so if that interest is there and they do it, is Okuda, is that the reason? Because they're like, we can just replace him with Okuda and we'll look at the money and be happy with it there.
And you might be right, but I've seen some worlds where, you know, Okuda's sliding to 7 or 8.
He's in 7 here for the Panthers.
And if you can make that move where the Panthers are like, no, we actually wanted this guy all along, or whoever wants to jump in there, then you have to at least consider it.
Because in this mock draft from Dane, Miami takes Herbert instead of Tua.
Wow,
and
at 5?
Tua falls to 6 to the Chargers.
Which I'm sure the Chargers would love that.
Yes, absolutely.
If they didn't have to spend any draft capital and still got, theoretically, who they might think is the best quarterback or second best quarterback, I'm sure they'd love that.
Now, here's the fascinating thing to me. CeeDee Lamb drops to number 12. Now, here's where I'm very interested in, all right, can I bump up a little bit? Can I get up there to get CeeDee Lamb at number 12? Because Judy's still there at 13. And then at 15, you got Henry Ruggs. That's your 3 wide receivers right there off the board if you're interested in wide receiver. I'm still interested in adding to this defense this offseason, and Stephen Jones kind of made that clear with us, Kevin, while we got to the end of the season when we were discussing that with him. He said it's going to be a defensive focus offseason, so I still think that they're hoping one of the defensive tackles or cornerbacks or safeties is in their lap, but obviously, do you feel like you can go up and get a receiver?
Would you give up your 2 to get it done? Because that's might be what it cost you.
It's my 2 and 17.
To get CeeDee Lamb.
And
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. Do you see the deep variety of wide receivers in this and think no? Or do you think CeeDee Lamb is the guy? Or if you think Judy is the guy, and then you make that deal. I want to know where the people fall. Where do
I would
fall?
Love to, in that scenario, if I'm trading up to 12 and trading my second round pick, and this is where all that franchise tag crap comes in, is I would like to trade Amari Cooper.
For your second back?
Yes. And so now I'm like, hey, what I'm doing in this situation is I'm going to get what I think is one of the next great wide receivers in the NFL. But because I'm doing that, my team really stinks on defense. And I would like to have a second round pick to help out my defense.
And you should have some money. If you're not spending it on Amari Cooper to be able to spend in the free agency.
Because the cost of Lamb versus Cooper, I'd have to double check, but you're probably talking about a difference of $14 to $15 million gained. So the other thing is that could mean keeping Byron. That could mean, or, you know, whether you want to keep whoever.
Or adding Clowney, somebody.
So essentially, like, it's a lot of things happening, but what it boils down to is this. You trade away Amari Cooper, and what you end up picking up is CeeDee Lamb and keeping Byron or Quinn or Clowney or Slay or whatever.
All right, here is at 17,
that
Kevin.
Sounds good.
At 16, Javon Kinlaw goes to the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, does that drive you insane?
Yes. Because how many times have the Cowboys missed their guy? 1 pick in front of him, or
okay.
2 picks in front of him.
And, you know, you just a couple of years back, I know LVE had a freaking magical rookie year.
Derwin James.
But so did Derwin James. And it's interesting, the parallel for those two is they both dominated the football world as rookies, and they both ran into massive injury issues their second year. But Derwin James is the guy that we talked about all along because the Cowboys have needed a safety for like 10,000 years. And so when Derwin James is sitting there and he's falling.
since
falling.
Yeah, Darren Woodson.
Yes, exactly.
Joined G-Bag Nation yesterday. That was the last time we cared about safeties. Well, I guess we did with Roy Williams. Yeah. He just ended up
screwing everything up.
Darren shot
everybody for not being able to cover anybody.
Yes.
So at 17, the Cowboys take C.J. Henderson, cornerback out of Florida. And the dude might be a top 10 guy. One of the things, though, here's the line. Henderson needs to be a better playmaker at the catch point, but he is a plus athlete with the size to blanket receiver.
All right, so essentially we're getting Byron 2.0.
Just for cheaper.
Okay, hey, look.
How much cheaper?
There's something to be said for that.
Cheaper?
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. So let's say C.J. Henderson makes, I don't know, like $3 or $4 million, and Byron's going to make $14 million. So it's $10 million cheaper for what percentage of the player? What percentage of the player this year? 50%? What percentage of the player next year? 85%? Because if you're telling me I'm getting 85% Byron for $4 million, okay, great. If you're telling me I'm forever going to get 50% Byron for $4 million, I guess mathematically that pretty much works out, but I don't think I love that.
Man, he's got Grant Delpit dropped to 38 in the second round. So here you go in the second round, Kevin. He has the Cowboys selecting Justin Madubuke.
You've never heard of him.
Out of Texas A&M?
Yep.
Dude, that would be a hell of a value.
He's a good player, man.
And there was a lot of discussion, especially throughout the season and the early parts of the season, that Madubuke would be a first-round draft pick. He was the anchor of the Texas A&M defense that was, holy crap, so much better than it was the year before. It's interesting because Delpit would be a great value selection at 38, but Madubuke at 51 would be a great selection as well.
Is Madubuke already better than Tristan Hill?
Would you trade the two guys? Would you trade Henderson and Madubuke for C.D. Lamb?
I wouldn't.
No. Knowing,
I mean, that's the
knowing the value that I get with Madubuke, if it was somebody different, then maybe. What I was about to ask you is, knowing the value of Delpit being on the board, would you trade next year's first to get that spot?
No, probably not.
Okay.
And we'll see what they do at safety there, but they in the third round, he has them taking a linebacker out of Ohio State, Malik Henderson. I'm sorry, not Malik Henderson. Let me check that real quick. I would prefer, I mean, once I look at that right there, Malik Harrison, I would prefer to pay Amari and have the young defensive players on that side of the ball. And so rather than moving up to 12, because I wouldn't want to lose that kind of value there to fill two positions.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have Amari or Delpit and Jones or Delpit and Quinn? Because that's essentially the monetary difference. Like, let's say you can trade Amari, because yesterday we kicked it around. You traded Amari for that high second-round pick.
You say trade Amari.
Yep.
And I get those two guys?
You get the high second-round pick, which facilitates drafting Delpit, and the money saved, you're probably talking about $16 million, will facilitate you getting Jones or Quinn.
And I can also trade up to get a wide receiver?
You could, if you wanted.
Because now I'm not just losing Amari without a plan there.
That is true, but I would say in this other scenario, keep Quinn, get the kid out of Florida, get Madubuke, and get Delpit. So all of a sudden, holy cow, you're bringing
defense
in.
Defense is really good.
Yeah. And you
have a lot of young players.
That is true.
They're all going to hit the free agency market at the same time.
And that's fine. Like, I'll deal with that in 4 to 5 years. But also, you don't know if these guys are going to hit. But what would y'all think of that philosophy?
I like it. I like it a lot because you've shored up a lot of your defense. It's just you took your offense away. You took your offense away with Amari Cooper.
That is true. That is true.
And that then brings you back to another question is Dak Prescott an awesome quarterback if he
that
needs
– that can make it.
Yeah, can't – I mean, nothing against – Tony Romo, you can have your opinion on him, but at times he did make average or even below average wide receivers good players.
Yeah, and got them paid.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Surprise. Later on in the show, we'll have Jesse Chavez, and then soccer fans will have Luchi Gonzalez in 1:30. But coming up next, Zion versus Luka versus KP. What did you learn? And I got some historic numbers for you, gentlemen. We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I just posted a picture up of myself and Kevin
down
by the KC logo, because the Rangers share the facility with the Kansas City Royals out here in Surprise.
Oh, never mind. So, I see the picture now.
Okay,
there you are, Shippy.
I'll give a shout-out to Shippy for the mixed steak. That was a solid joke. I enjoyed that.
And you guys refused for me to be in the picture.
Well,
I took a different. We took a different picture of you out on the field.
Yeah, we took
that
one
was
of
the featuring Mike Bassick picture.
Yes, featuring Mike Bassick picture.
We'll get you next to the Red Sox logo.
we sneak out on the field periodically before games so that
we
can do things and get away with them, and they can't do anything about it. All right, we are here from Surprise, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. This spring training coverage, but guys, last night, the big game, it was the one that everybody was looking forward
to.
No, not the
Super
Bowl.
Shut up, Mike!
It was the one everybody was
looking
forward to, and it was Luka doing his thing, and Kristaps being an even bigger part of this show, and I'm really starting to get excited about what they're growing right now, Kevin.
Okay, so I have some crazy numbers like across the board for that game. Do you want to go with Zion? Do you want to go with Luka, or do you want to go with KP for your numbers? Because I got stuff for all of them.
The
right?
best, Luka.
All right, Luka, and I want to see if you guys can get this. Luka and Kristaps are the first pair of Mavs players with 30 points and 10 rebounds in the same game since?
Since Maverick players?
Yes. They both had 30 and 10.
Dirk
Michael
will
Jordan.
Be one of them.
Not, but what? Shippy, no.
Did you guys forget about that part of Mavs
out.
History?
You're out.
Grateful Friends.
Nope.
Caron Butler.
Nope.
And
Michael Finley.
Nope.
Is Dirk one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How weird would that be if it was like, no, it was the Antoine.
Chris Kaman.
Nope.
Do we have to go further back? Tyson Chandler.
Further. Not too much further.
Roy Tarpley.
No way Jason.
Not that far.
All right. Sean Marion.
A little bit further.
Just a little bit further. Nick Van Exel. Too far?
Yeah. Autoflex.
Antoine Jameson.
No.
Antoine Walker.
But you're getting close to the time period. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. 877-881-1053. Not the Wizard.
Vernon Maxwell.
No. What? Are you just listing
Sean
other?
Rooks.
It's somebody that
Donald
you.
Donald
Hodge. Cedric Ceballos.
No.
Bill Winnington.
It's somebody that
Lucius
was
Harris.
Good. That's too far. Bill Winnington. I told you Roy Tarpley was too far. It's not
okay.
Bill Winnington.
Mavs man.
Josh Howard.
Josh Howard from
every
the
time he scored
4,
20.
6,
I didn't see that
9.
Yet. I didn't see that come in yet.
And from the 214, it was in 2008. Very well
Sean
done.
Bradley.
It's not Sean Bradley. It's not Jerry Stackhouse. People are still guessing different people.
Hey, what was the stat again?
It's amazing how we forget Josh
Damn you people! Not you guys cleaning up the ballpark. Somebody just looked up at me.
Isn't it amazing how we forget about Josh Howard?
Yes, and there was a minute there where we were all convinced Josh Howard was the guy that Dirk was going to ride or die with.
Yeah.
And so,
he
all right.
the truth, man.
That was the last time.
Eric Dampier.
No, stop guessing.
It's Marquise.
It is not Sagana Jop.
Brendan Haywood.
Why are you still guessing? I already told you the answer.
You said you had numbers, dude. What's the next one?
It's Josh Howard.
We already got that.
Josh Howard.
God.
What's our next guessing
so
game?
So, Corey, you said what was the stat again?
Hey.
Kristaps and Luka last night both had 30 and 10. The last time the Mavericks had teammates with 30 and 10
Marquise
was
Daniels.
Josh Howard. Shut up. And Roddy B. was Josh Howard and Dirk in 2008.
Roddy B.
I got a stat.
Guess.
Can I throw a stat out there, Mike?
No, I hate all of you now.
This is from our friend Josh Clark.
I'm going home.
The web guy.
Okay, I'm happy with this.
Last
I thought
night,
you were just going to have a
last
stat.
Last night was the Mavs' first win when trailing in the final 4 minutes.
That
of
is
the year?
Sad.
How many wins did the Mavericks have? They almost have 40 wins.
That is
That's
so
the first one when trailing in the final 4 minutes.
Holy cow. Sad. That's how bad we are in kind of clutch minutes.
Can you save for a potential future drop Bassick yelling of the year? Because I think that's going to come in handy
in
at some
row.
Point. All right.
It's
so
not Cherokee Parks.
I don't know why you people are still guessing, and you're infuriating me with every
Eric
guess.
Eric Montrose was a good player.
Eric Montrose, God. Some of these people, Montrose, I even forgot were on the team at any point. All right. Luka.
Chris Anstey was the pick before Dirk the
from
year
Australia.
Before.
Yeah. All right, I hate to do this, but I do have one more guessing
stat.
Oh,
yeah, let's
yes!
go.
I'm going to throw
yes!
my laptop.
Give me a high five.
I'm going to throw my laptop
I'm
out the window.
We're going to try to get it on the first guess. You can only give us 10 guesses apiece.
Okay. F my
that
life.
That means each fan
texter. Yeah, we only have 30 guesses.
Oh, my God. If it's each fan texter, you need to watch the webcam. I'm going to smash the window on my head. Luka is the fifth player in NBA history with 10 30-point triple-doubles in his career. All right? There's only five of them. He's one of them. Name the other four that have at least 10 30-point triple-doubles in a season.
Oscar Robertson.
That is correct.
Russell Westbrook.
That is also correct.
James Harden.
That is also correct.
LeBron James?
No.
What?
Pavel Podkolzin.
That is not Pavel Podkolzin.
That's a solid pick.
Did you know that it was a thought that instead of taking Devin Harris, we were going to take Pavel with the number five pick back in the day?
Yeah, we should have.
What's the stat? What do we need here?
30-point triple-doubles.
30-point triple-doubles in a season.
And we have...
You got Luka, you got Robertson, you got Westbrook, you got Harden. You
Matthew
Dellavedova. More.
The Greek Freak.
No.
I saw, is it MJ?
Oscar Robertson.
MJ.
Damn you, Mike. We already had that one. It is Michael Jordan. It is not.
Who?
But it is not Jim Jackson, Steve Nash, Wilt Chamberlain, Monte Ellis,
the
Mike
guy who makes
Bibby,
shoes,
Brandon Bass,
Spud Bernard
Webb,
James,
Jason Kidd, Karl Malone. It's not Wang Juju. What is wrong with y'all?
Is it Jerry Kramer?
Hey, I still have a jersey though, that number 16 Wang.
Forrest
I still
Greg.
Have that one. I feel like that's a collector's item.
I swear to God,
I've never worn it.
I'm glad there's security people here. Just go ahead and arrest me because I'm going to murder
both
of you.
Where's Fluffy at?
All right,
can't murder me. Well, yeah.
Don't think I won't hop back on that
plane.
Okay,
what's your next guessing game?
All right, no more. Do you want to go to Zion or KP next?
I'm going
to
guess Zion.
All right.
I'm going to guess KP.
I'm going to guess Luka.
Zion only has one, so I'll throw this out there. This was the 13th straight game with Zion having at least 20-plus points. That extends his record for most ever as a teenager. Now, for Kristaps, I gave you one of these statistics earlier. This is his fifth.
Let's guess which one he gave us.
This is his fifth.
30 and 5.
30 and 10.
Dang it.
Performance since January 31st. So in the last 5 weeks, he's done that five times. His entire career, he had done it three times. So if you want to know what level KP is at right now, that's the level. Here's another one. He now has four straight games of 20 and 10. That ties his career long, which happened in December. So think about it. Before he came to the Mavericks, he had never had a run of more than three games with at least 20 points and at least 10 rebounds. He has now done it four times currently and also did it four times in December. He is playing the best basketball of his career.
And he's 24.
Yes.
He still has, as long as his body holds up, he has a lot of prime. And I think we're getting to see close to the best of Porzingis, but I still think he can even get a little bit better, and that's why I will go out on a limb, and I think that he can be in the next 3 or 4 years. I think we start talking about, is he a top 10 player in the NBA?
Okay, how confident are you with top 10 versus top 15? Because I think top 15
I think is going to be, I don't want to say easy, but very,
definitely achievable.
Very gettable. But if we turn into the team –
yeah.
Then we're talking about top 10. If we're like, yep, the Mavericks are going to win another championship.
Okay, because do you still think, okay, because you got Giannis, you've got Luka, do you still think LeBron is in there?
3 to 4 years from now, no.
No, okay. KD?
Not 3 to 4 years from now.
Steph?
No.
Harden?
Possibly.
Okay.
I'd say probably.
Okay. Kat? Cat's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, how come they can't win games?
I don't know. How come Trae Young can't win games?
Because Cat does more in the post.
Kawhi Leonard should be there as long as he's healthy.
Trae?
Possibly.
All right. Anthony Davis, you got to put him in there.
Yes, as long as he's healthy, yes.
Is the Keith Van Horn contract still?
No, we're not doing that anymore.
We're trading him?
PG?
Possibly.
Butler?
Interesting.
I think KP is in this conversation with those guys 2 to 3 years from now. I think KP's in the conversation where we hit kind of the five guys, and now we're in conversation 6 through 10.
Okay.
I think we're in that conversation. I think Zion is in that conversation.
What about Lonzo?
Lonzo who?
I don't think he'll get up to that level. Tatum, you got to think Tatum's.
Yeah, Tatum will be in the conversation
mix.
And probably in top 10.
I'm I'm going to be fascinated in a couple of years if here we are in KP's prime and he just hit his stride. You know, like right sure. here he is at 24 years old.
What if I told you he's still a year or two away from his prime?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is he still has more to learn and more to learn about himself and this game from Rick. He might be in the middle of his prime at his best.
Corey, were you just throwing that out to throw that out, or do you think Lonzo could be in that?
I really am curious. I think that when he was playing with the Lakers, playing with LeBron, it didn't help him.
Okay.
And so I think going to another team and having a team that he can grow with and getting away from what his dad was,
okay.
he might be able to change what he was earlier in his career.
Next question. Did I watch last night a future championship team of the NBA? Because if Zion's going to be top 10,
and Ingram's
going to be top 20, if not top 15, and then you have Lonzo getting into your top 20 players, that's a championship team.
In the future.
Yeah.
Should we be really worried
about New Orleans in the future?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Absolutely.
Because New Orleans has Boston written all over them.
But Mike's been dead on. The franchise screws it up.
Yeah.
The franchise will screw that up because of the way they treat their players.
Yeah.
Because just look at the guys they've already lost because of it. I still love Drew Holiday. I love Drew Holiday a lot. I don't know that if he's on that team in the future for that, but I think he's a really talented player too.
I want to throw out a couple more real quick, and people are jumping in because we weren't quite Lillard.
Yeah.
Ja Morant.
He has a chance.
Yeah. And then what about Ingram? You put Ingram in the top 15 mix.
You know what? After you got past those first five guys, I would just love to know, and we're out of time here, how many of those guys this offseason – would you say, I'll trade Porzingis for that right now?
Probably not many.
Yeah, I mean, which is great because I think we might have had seven. But, like, if you're telling me he's going to fall somewhere from 8 to, let's even say, 20, and certainly 8 to 15, great.
Yeah.
Let's do all of that.
We would have never thought that in mid-December.
No, no.
KP's prime will be in Luka's rookie contract. And then they said he's going to be better than Luka the next couple of years. I don't know about that, but...
Oh. Okay, hey, great. If KP is better than Luka, fantastic, because then that means we have two top five players. I do not believe that will happen, but if that's the case, I don't think it's going to be because Luka falls off a cliff. So, yes, let's do all of that. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to let all the fan texters know I simultaneously love and hate you all at the same time. It's tough to explain. But thank you for all of... Yeah, I literally think you listed every Maverick that was ever on the roster in the last 30 years.
Khalid Reeves.
God dang it.
Ed O'Bannon.
It's not Ed O'Bannon.
Oh. Popeye Jones.
Antoine Walker.
Popeye Jones got a really good
kid
in hockey.
Samaki Walker.
It's not Samaki Walker. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where
Walker,
it's not
Texas Ranger.
Super Tuesday.
Mo Agar.
But it's time to devote Robert Tractor Trailer. Coming
Dominique
up next
Jones,
right here on
champion.
The Fan.
Jared Cunningham.
But before we get to any of that, and I hope you guys stop guessing Mavericks and stop guessing about your finances, all right? If you're in a position where your finances are a month-to-month proposition and sometimes you have to guess if you'll even have enough money to pay the bills that particular month, it's not going to be an easy process, but there is a way to turn the tide. It starts by going to DallasTexasLegal.com or picking up that phone and calling Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYER.
Yeah, one of the things I love about Mark is we've known him for quite some time now since we started this station. We've seen him around at all the events. He's always there, and he's committed to what 105.3 The Fan and the Tolos are, and he wants to help you out. That's the big key is if you're in this kind of situation, you don't need the stress in your life. You don't need to sit there and say, man, how am I going to do this? Because all you have to do is pick up the phone and make a call, and then you can go through it easily, and now the stress is gone. So, you want to breathe again? Call Mark Rubin, 1-800-LAWYERS. 1-800-LAWYERS is the number you need to call. Just don't talk to an out-of-state debt consolidation firm. Talk to Mark right now, 1-800-LAWYERS or DallasTexasLegal.com. Oh, sweet. Hope somebody gets those tickets. I'm really looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm calling in right now.
With Wayne Brady. We'll be there for sure. All right, 877-881-1053. You have to ask Kevin a question about football right now. Ask him his favorite Cowboys player, and I'm sure he'll text back.
Current Cowboy? Oh my God.
He will text back every person that texts in over the next few minutes. But also, while he's doing that, Mike, he will also be doing Gridiron Gravy featuring Kevin Hagelin.
Okay, that's a lot.
Good luck.
We start with the collective bargaining agreement has been sent away, and it is now time for the players to vote. And I think we need to get word to Jordan Lewis immediately that his time frame is off. Because, Corey, you told me that he posted on social media, check your email, you only have 40 minutes to vote. Okay, well, somebody pass word to Jordan Lewis, and he might be listening right now. You have a week to vote, so you're fine.
Oh, yeah. It's always better to be early than on time, though.
That is, I hate.
I agree.
I do not agree with that.
I agree with that.
I hate that phrase
on
so
time
much.
Can also always put you late.
No. Yeah. If somebody says, or if you're on time, you're late, I think that is.
If you're 5 minutes
stupid,
early, you're 5 minutes late.
That is a stupid expression. You tell me when you want me to be there, and that is when I will be there.
But what if you have traffic that you was unexpected?
Well, then I'll drive
illegally. What if
illegally?
I tell you I want you there at 1 o'clock, but I really need you there at 2 o'clock, and then you show up at 1 o'clock, and I was like, well, I was just making sure.
Okay, well, then I'll be like, you don't know me at all, because I will show up exactly when you tell me to show up.
Kenny Stills tweeted out to everybody to open your email and vote no. So
that is not how that's going to go. I'm not saying it's going to pass, but I don't believe there seems to be this like narrative in the media that this thing is going to fail 95% to 5%. I don't believe that's going to be the case at all. I don't know if it's going to pass, but I think it's going to be closer than people think.
It might be closer. I just can't imagine your agent and some of the higher ups as a player would say, hey, usually the first deal from the owners is always the best.
Yeah. I mean,
in life, the first deal is almost never the best deal.
I'm interested in this. So how much does your agent's influence have on this vote?
Probably a lot
because I bet 90%, and I might be low on that number, have not looked at the collective bargaining agreement at all.
They just said, hey, will you look at it for me and let me know what I should do?
Yes.
Well, look. One thing I think we can all agree on, whether you vote yes or no, either side will get more votes than Elizabeth Warren did. Politics!
Wow, that's it. I'm out.
Mike,
I was a big Elizabeth Warren
fan. It's very topical. All right, so.
Just because she quit?
Yes, exactly. Never ever quit, guys.
Quitters never win.
That's true.
You like that saying?
I do like that saying.
Okay.
So, look. There's a couple of things when you said the first deal is not always the best deal. There are a couple of positive things happening for the players here. First of all, we talked about the potential of drug suspensions. So that potential is gone. So So they already shortened the testing window from 2 months to 2 weeks. But what happens if you test positive? There is no tangible penalty at all. If you test positive for marijuana, they move you from stage one to stage two. The other punishment that goes along with it is nothing. Mm. If you test positive in stage two, you know what your suspension is? It's still nothing, but you might then get fined.
What? Still.
So there's no more, essentially, there's no more suspensions.
So it's
positive,
like baseball.
Yes, for positive marijuana tests.
Remember when Giovanni Soto actually was caught with marijuana when he was on the Rangers? He's driving like he's on rehab in Frisco, and they're like, oh, he got pulled over.
Yes.
There was a smell, so they checked, and there was marijuana. And I was like, oh, man, I think the Rangers are going to miss Giovanni Soto for some time. And then we found out, no, baseball doesn't care that you have marijuana in your car.
Now, the weird thing about this is, so the deadline is essentially next Thursday at 11 in the morning.
Deadlines make deals.
The deadline for the franchise tag is next Thursday at 3 o'clock. So they were asked, are you going to move the franchise tag? And the NFL said, no.
Oh, man.
So while they're figuring out, I don't know how quickly they'll have all the votes done, but the voting ends at 11 o'clock. The franchise tag deadline is 4 hours later. Will they have that all figured out and let all the teams know in between that? And if not, or if so, will they have enough time to negotiate?
I really want to know this. How's the voting go? When you open your email?
Vote yes or no.
But does it take you to a little website that's like, okay, you click yes or no, or do you have to like write it in and then mail it to them? Because, I mean, these votes can be done very fast if it's all digital. It also can be controlled if it's digital, too, by the Russians.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh. What if the NFL's like, yep, we got 70% yes when they turn it back into the NFL.
But Vladimir Putin's like, excellent.
But they're like, yeah, nobody will know. And then the players will be like, I can't believe 70% voted for this thing.
Because if you're an NFL player, there's no way you believe a result that's
no,
not what you wanted.
Like, yes, yeah. Where are all these yeses coming from? People are lying. Sounds like the American way.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You said we're doing politics this segment, right?
Yes, that's politics. Right. This is all. Oh. But, yeah, just keep that in mind for the franchise tag that could be problematic, that you got 4 hours to figure it out and negotiate one way or another. Now, let's talk about something that I think most people can agree on, beer chugging.
All right, let's go.
Most people are pro beer chugging, right?
Yes.
So
I don't think you enjoy the beer that way, though.
By chugging it?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't...
I agree.
You're going too fast.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Well, Eric Fisher and Marcus Peters both got fined last year for beer chugging celebrations. They were fined $14,037. However, both have now received Bud Light sponsorships under a new rule passed by the league this last year that allowed for individual alcohol sponsorships.
Oh, wow.
So both of them, by doing that celebration in the short term, it cost them $14,000. In the long term, it's going to make them a lot more money.
Yes, absolutely. That's brilliant. And that's the way it should be, man. These guys should be able to make that kind of money in those kind of endorsements and sponsorships.
Wasn't there a beer commercial that said, brilliant?
Yes. Guinness.
Yeah.
So we told you the other day that it looked like Trey Turner was going to be traded. The Panthers were looking to make a move. So the Panthers have essentially made a swap with the L.A. Chargers, sending away Trey Turner and bringing back Russell Okung. So you've got offensive line for offensive line trade happening right there.
Big wheel keep on turning.
That's true. Rolling. So in other lineman news, the Eagles have announced that Jason Peters will enter the free agent market. So if you're looking for Jason Peters, he will be available.
Because they drafted a first-round tackle last year.
Andre Dillard, that is going to open the door for Andre Dillard. Jason Peters' era in Philadelphia is apparently over.
Kevin, I don't know if you have this story, but I would like to pitch a story for Gridiron Gravy.
Is it about the Supreme Court?
No.
Okay.
It is about
politics.
Al Michaels.
Oh man!
Have you seen
political.
This one yet?
No.
ESPN plans to attempt to trade for NBC's Al Michaels to pair with Peyton Manning for Monday Night Football, according to the New York Post.
Man, that would bring a
They only have Tess and Boog to trade, though.
Yeah, what are they going to trade?
I don't know. What's the value of trade commodity
get,
for
like,
Al
Scott
Michaels?
Scott Van Pelt or something? I don't know how they're going to work.
We're trading you like ESPN News.
Yes. Okay.
So that basically what it sounds like is Peyton Manning was like, if you want me to do this, get me Al Michaels. And they're like, okay, here we go.
How do you think Tess and Boog feel right now with all these rumors? They just lost the bidding for Tony Romo. Now they're going for Peyton Manning. Now they're trying to get Al Michaels.
I think Tessitore is frustrated where he's like, why can't you pair that person with me and let me see what I can do? Boog is like, that's cool. Will you put me on the cart back outside and I could stick around with this whole thing? All right, well, as long as we're talking about crazy shakeups to the way NFL is broadcast – did you see that the NFL is trying to
hold on, Kevin. One other addition to this.
Trade's been made.
ESPN has interest also in Philip Rivers as its Monday Night Football analyst. Rivers has said he plans to play, but that is somebody aside from Manning that they like.
Here's my prediction. They sign Philip Rivers and trade him.
You love a good sign
Al
and trade.
Michaels and then sign Peyton Manning.
Sign and trade.
Yes.
That's who they tried to. I mean, they've been trying to get Peyton Manning all along. This is so weird. Hey, what do you think is going to happen with Philip Rivers, Peyton Manning, and Al Michaels? And you're like, hold on. Did you just have a stroke or are all those three people related? Yes, they are.
All right, back to you, Kevin.
The NFL is trying to get the help of the Supreme Court to review a case about Sunday Ticket. All right? So DirecTV Sunday Ticket, you can buy an entire season for about $293. So that's the same whether you're an Eagles fan in L.A., Patriots fan in Chicago, or whatever. Or if you just sign up for DirecTV, they'll pretty much just give it to you for free, especially if you threaten to leave the service. But Let's say you're just going to pay for it. So now there is a court case, especially given the world of regional networks and streaming and everything, where they're like, hey, we don't think this monopolized system is fair anymore. How come nobody else can get in on the game here and we can break this up? How come I can't just buy 8 games per season at $20 a pop or $10 a pop? How come I have to buy the entirety of the Sunday ticket? So this case over the Sunday ticket might go to the Supreme Court, which is super weird to me, but maybe.
Do you guys have like that? Do you guys have that?
I used to have Sunday ticket, not when it was free.
Do you
but
have
not
like the
anymore.
Red Zone or whatever?
Yeah.
So I'm still, they've made fun of me on G-Bag Nation. I still am a guy, whatever game that they give me is the game I watch.
Yeah, I did that last year. I've had the Sunday ticket for a long time, and then I was like, all right, whatever. But I did that last year where I started to hate it, though, Mike. I started, like, I really was like, man, I want to watch a different game right now. And obviously that's my fantasy football stuff right there, but I didn't like that much. I like having all the games, but I also kind of just want the games I want, not all the games that I have to have.
But we talked about that the other day with the cable system. The cable system seems to be the last thing that exists in the world where you can't actually a la carte exactly what you want. Even with YouTube TV, you can think it's great all you want, but you're still paying for all this crap that you don't want.
Yep.
All right, let's quick hit a couple more of these.
Except for Champagne Ill, which everybody should be watching.
Okay. Is where it is the Redskins might be interested in still going Chase Young and making a run at Cam Newton for their team next year. Okay. Raheem Mostert is the latest person to cancel a signing because of the coronavirus outbreak in the Bay Area. He's just straight up canceled one of his signings. And then we heard the other day that the Titans were going to be donating money to the Tornado Relief Fund in Nashville and the surrounding areas that has just freaking devastated them. Man. They are going to donate approximately $1 million to the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, while the NFL Foundation is going to donate another $250,000 to that same organization. So $1.25 million coming from the NFL and the Tennessee Titans to make that happen. And then in your sad news of the day, Matt Elam, who was a first-round pick in 2013, so not even 7 full years ago, he just got cut after his 4th game in the XFL. So he was a first-round pick 7 years ago, and he just got cut by the XFL.
That's a big fall for him,
XFL
man.
Must have a lot of talent.
Yeah, no. As long as it's not quarterback.
Yeah.
They got a couple of guys. We're the KNC masterpiece.
When
right
do we
here.
Get to do the segment where we get to guess Mavericks again? I miss that segment.
Yes, we will podcast that segment, I'm sure, so it can live forever.
We should do it live.
Coming up next, we've been doing this at noon o'clock all week long. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. What is your biggest question for Ranger spring training? And how did Corey help save the life of a bird? All of that next right here on The Fan.